Hi, my name is Sarah, hailing from Germany, outside of Heidelberg at the moment. I'm a songwriter and a podcaster. Power Bites isn't a power trip. Think of it like a power bar to encourage you and me and challenge you and me to keep up our race together. Thanks for listening.
All right, so I muted the wrong one. Maybe that'll work. I'll check later. We're going to continue with Joshua from the verse where we left off, which is 4:15, and we're going to land ultimately within the next 3 days at Joshua 7:6. Remember what we've come from. Joshua 14, on the day the Lord exalted on that day, 4:14, the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel so that they revered him, just as they had revered Moses all the days of his life. This week, we're going to get to the verse, Joshua 7:6, and notice the contrast. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. So let's pray. God, I pray that you would give me the words, clarity, the flow, the insight that only comes from the Holy Spirit. I pray that you cast aside things that are just my opinion and they don't matter. Visit us today, we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. So, our topic for these next 3 days is called The Art of Falling. I don't know if you've noticed. I've noticed more and more as I get older how fundamentally unavoidable falling into sin is. Maybe you've noticed. It's inevitable. I will sin today. I will sin tomorrow. I will sin the next day. The pattern is that we most likely will end up in Achan's position. It's probably where we're headed daily. So we're going to talk about the art of falling. And we're going to start reading here from 4:14. Now the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests who carry the ark of the testimony that they come up from the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, come up from the Jordan. It came about when the priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan that were in the camp, Joshua set up at Gilgal. He said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crosses Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. I want to submit today that remembering is not the same as glorifying. And I have my suspicions that Achan was good at remembering things. He remembered how much loot was in that city. We'll get to the story of Achan. He had recall over that. Did you know you can remember, you can have experiences with God that are not the same as glorifying him for it. We have traditions lined out. We have services we attend. We can recall. There is not a problem with recall. We can recall what food we need at the grocery store. We remember what that kid said to us way back in third grade that was so devastating. We can recall lines from a movie. Remembering, and that was the point of remembering, this instruction Joshua gave the people of Israel to set up these stones in remembrance. The point is not to remember, it's to glorify. Look at the long description that Joshua gave. He said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the ground. For the Lord your God is mighty. This is so that you can fear him. Let me explain it a different way. Pretend your car breaks down in the middle of the desert. It's hot, you're tired, the kids are whining. You make a phone call, because we can do that these days, to some random tow truck company. They come, they don't have any water, they throw you in the back of the truck, the kids are hungry, and then they just drop you off at some random, as much isolated garage. Again, in the middle of the desert, and wave goodbye. You'll pay them, but you won't remember them. It's not a service you're going to call up again. Now, let's do round two of this scenario. Hopefully by this time you'll learn not to break down in the desert, but say it happens again. You call it different. You didn't remember the first one. There was nothing to glorify them over. But this one you called. When they come, they have bottles of water. They have some snacks for your kids. They ask you where you would like to go and if you need a ride to a hotel or a restaurant. They go the extra mile. So when your car breaks down, I'm sorry. When your car breaks down the third time, who are you going to call? And it's not the first one. And it's not your ability to remember. It's that you were grateful for the good service that you received. And in essence, you glorified that company for the effort that they put in. It's not remembering. It's gratefulness. It's glorifying. You walked on dry ground because of your God. We're going to go over to Psalm 66. And I'm just going to read a few verses out of Psalm 66, as well as a little key phrase. And I don't know if any of you know the story of the prodigal son who asked his father for his inheritance, runs off to enjoy the trappings of the world, lands himself in a pig pen, has nothing to eat. And then he comes to his senses. And this is what he says. Let's see if I can find it. Hello. Yeah, this is what he says. When finally, this is verse 17 in Luke 15. When finally he came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare." What did he just do there? He glorified his father for the way he treated his servants. The brat, 2 years ago, did not notice any of this. He had recall that he could remember the fact, even at this juncture, that the servants had enough to eat. He noticed this as a kid. It's just part of life, taken for granted. We go to church. We come home from church. We say a few prayers. It's a fact. Always have food on the table. Your kids might be living in this arena. I get what I want. Practice gratefulness now in your house. What does he say here that makes all the difference? Not the recall, glorifying his dad for the way he took care of his servants. That is what's making the difference in this young man's heart. Gratefulness. He's starving. He's the middle of pig slop, feeding pigs. It's the gratefulness, not the remembering. He had food enough to spare. I'm gonna go. My father is such a good man. I am not worthy to be called his son. I am going to ask if I can be a servant because the servants are treated really well. That's my dad. Man, where has my head been? He came to his senses. Verse 17, how do you come to your senses? Glorify God. You want to come to your senses? You want to stop hitting your head against the wall? Glorify God. Oh, recall. I have horrible recall. It's got nothing to do with it. If it does not push you toward glorifying God. If you stop at remembering, you will not stop yourself from becoming an Achan. But if that remembering is causing you to glorify, you don't have to become an Achan. So that's where we are right now. We're going to continue on to chapter 7. That was only a short bit. We're not going to go like verse by verse. So peace out until tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening. Join me for the next part of this series, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, usually, you know. I'll let you know. Find Underground Crowds on Twitter or undergroundcrowds.com.